bloated, not able to lose weight, ping-ponging from one diet to another, all kinds of ickiness. I know someone who says they have an answer, and it is kind of shocking. But you're going to hear it for yourself. I'm Chris Cuomo. Welcome to the Chris Cuomo Podcast. Thank you for subscribing and following and checking me out on News Nation at 8 p. and 11 p. every weekday night. So, diet. What we put in our body is so important. There may be nothing as important in terms of what is going to be determinative of our health, even more and more now. Disease. It seems the best medicine may be the food we're putting in ourselves, not just because of prevention, but as cure. That takes us to Jesselyn Randall, okay? Young woman, athletic, trying to stay in shape, bloated, problems with her gut, keeping weight on, energy, skin, mood. She keeps trying different things. Here's about something that is a little controversial because it seems to fly in the face of everything we've been told about balance when it comes to diet, right? What does the pyramid look like? All the veggies, grains, meats, dairy, meat, very little, right? What if you flip it upside down? Well, then you have a point on the bottom. Okay, different metaphor. How about you flip the ratios? Carnivore diet. Jesselyn was like, okay, might as well try it. Nothing else has worked. What happens when you change your diet from a minimum of meat to a maximum of meat and dairy and a minimum of everything else? Hear it for yourself. Jesselyn, thank you so much for taking this opportunity.
Thank you so much for having me.
Give me the top three things that people say when they see your content.
The top three things. Don't you need fiber to poop? Mm-hmm. We went there immediately, sorry.
No, there's no shame in my poop game.
Aren't you worried about cholesterol? Mm-hmm. And how did you hear about it? Or what made you decide to start eating carnivore?
Now, we're going to talk food and your own journey and why you're making the choices you are, what you believe people get wrong. But just from a kind of social dynamic perspective, what's the ratio of curious to I'd like to kill you because of the choices that you have made with what to put in your body?
I think curious heavily outweighs the militant, like, aggressive, angry side of social media. So that's good, at least in my experience.
All right. So for those who are not following you yet, but I'm sure they will, this has been a journey for you. And you were going through what a lot of us are. I mean, even though, you know, you're young and certainly in your prime, you're trying to figure out what works. Okay. And what was the change agent for you? What made you decide to rethink the let's go nuts with the salad, let's have vegetables as much as we can, especially when you feel like binging, let's go lean protein, let's keep it lean, and let's beware the fats, especially those animal fats. I'll spot you an avocado every now and then, okay? I'm not draconian, but let's be careful on those animal fats, and if you're going to have eggs, whoa! You know, stick to the whites and not too often. That's what we're told, okay? What made you start to think maybe not? Because you were doing that, and what was happening?
And let's not forget about the oatmeal. I ate oatmeal religiously every morning. But so the thing that really changed my mind was actually my husband, who was encouraging me to kind of seek answers. For most of my life, I was chronically constipated. So for 20 years of my life about, I never had a normal bowel movement. I was just always constipated. And it was absolutely horrible. I would not wish that on anyone. And then because of that, I had really bad acne for most of my life. And then because of that, I had really bad depression and anxiety and mental health issues because I was so incredibly insecure and I hated everything about myself. So it was just all of those factors combined. And then I was sick all of the time also because I had a horrible gut. And I was trying all of these things and nothing was working. I was just either getting more sick or just would stay the same.
What were you trying? What wasn't working?
I would do crash diets. So I would just, one time I remember in high school, I heard that an apple fast made your acne go away. So for about 3 or 5 days, or I forget how long, I ate nothing but apples, hoping that my skin would clear up. It didn't work. I would do things like you were saying, basically spot on what you were saying. I would eat tons of fruits and vegetables, tons of salad. I ate tons of oatmeal. I would only do lean meat. I remember one time I was doing just fish and asparagus for a very long time. And I got very, very skinny, but that wasn't sustainable. So I basically would just try different things, crash diets and yo-yo, get skinny, gain the weight back, get skinny, gain the weight back. And my mental health just never was really good in that whole entire period. And then finally, I heard about carnivore and it sounded, they said it could help your gut, your mental health, your skin. And I was like, those are 3 things that I'm dealing with. Might as well give it a try because nothing else has worked. So I did, and it worked really well for me.
You had certain health issues. You'd gone to the doctor. You didn't have systemic disease or something that needed medication or a procedure or something like that. It was more about your nature of homeostasis, let's call it, in terms of like your biorhythm.
Yes. No, I didn't have any sort of, I was never diagnosed with anything.
Okay.
But also when I was growing up, it was still kind of weird to talk about poop and bowel movements and stuff. So I don't even think that my parents knew how bad I was struggling with my gut health. And doctors never asked me about that. When I would go to the doctors, if I was sick, they would just give me a Z-Pak and send me on my way. And I was on tons of antibiotics as a kid because I was constantly sick, but no doctor ever asked about what I was eating. No doctor ever asked about my bowel movements or anything like that. I was just always prescribed pills or told to eat more fiber if I was having issues like that. And that never helped me either.
Athletic?
I played volleyball and softball.
Okay. So you work out. It's always been part of your culture. All right. So your husband says, nothing's working. Try something else. You hear about carnivore. What made you think that it could do what you were told it might do? When you looked into it, why would eating a lot of meat? Because we're told red meat, okay, but you know, you can make the argument that we're not straight up carnivores, that we're omnivores. That's why our teeth are the way they are and they're caveman and all this. And people dying with all the undigested red meat in their bowels, all the, you know, the funky numbers we're told. So what was the first level that helped you get past what we've been told?
I felt absolutely desperate. I just needed something to change. I hated myself so much. I had tried so many different ways to lose weight and I could never keep it off no matter what I did. And I would cry myself to sleep at night on a regular basis because I hated what I knew something was wrong and I didn't know what to do. And when I heard about it, it made sense. And I just thought, what do I have to lose? Like I'd felt like it couldn't get any worse than it was. And I know that's completely logical because I don't want to compare my health issues to someone else, but in my mind, I felt so completely desperate that I thought I might as well give this a try. I at one point was just eating nothing but apples. I can eat nothing but meat, you know?
And so carnivore, as you decided to try it, meant what?
So carnivore is any meat, land or sea, and animal products like eggs and dairy. So we went to the store, got a bunch of ribeye and a bunch of pork. And that is basically what I ate for the first month that I tried it. And I started in January 2020, so about 4 years ago. And I ate a ton of ribeye and a ton of pork, and it was a struggle. I was not used to eating fatty meat. So I had to get used to eating the fatty meat. But after 30 days, I lost 20 pounds. My skin started to clear up. My bowel movements became like way better than they had ever been. And my mental health was better than it had been since I was like a carefree child. So I knew I was onto something.
So meat, eggs, and cheese. And milk.
Yes, that is included. I don't eat a lot of cheese just because I'm not, I will eat cheese, but I'm not someone who is like, oh my gosh, give me the cheese.
You don't love it. It's not a restriction. It's about appetite. Okay. And no vegetables, no fruit.
That is not included on the carnivore diet. Every now and then I will eat like blueberries or something like that if I just like really am getting a craving for that. So I it's not that I'm scared to eat those things or I refuse to eat those things, but just 99% of the time, I just want to eat meat and animal products and it makes me feel my best and I absolutely love it.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Done With Debt. This is a big one, especially in America, man. You need Done With Debt. If you're one of us who's addicted to credit, you need Done With Debt because you're going to bed thinking about how much you owe and what the minimum amount payable is and what are you going to do and you're never going to get out from under it. And look, is it your fault? Yeah, in part, take responsibility for your spending, but also the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans. It's almost impossible to pay off your debt once you get into that cycle. Insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. And that's why you need Done With Debt, because Done With Debt is your lifeline. Done With Debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you deal with debt faster than most of us would think possible. Done With Debt analyzes your debt, gives you options that you'll qualify for. Done With Debt knows how to reduce bills, cut interest rates. They've got skilled staff at Done With Debt that will negotiate, figure out how to get better deals. So here's how easy they'll make it. Go to donewithdebt.com, donewithdebt.com, and start getting out from under the problem and toward the solution. You got debt? You need Done With Debt.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. Listen, my brothers and sisters, you know that I take my health seriously, right? I'm an aging athlete. I'm dealing with long COVID. That's why AG1 is a big part of my game, and I have been taking it for many years. Why? Because it's one and done. I don't have to worry about the combinations. I don't have to worry about the price the same way. It's so much less expensive than taking all these things separately. And it's the deliverability. It's just a scoop and a glass of warm water for me, but you can put a scoop of it in whatever you want. And boop, down the hatch, and that's that. People ask me all the time, AG1, do you really take it? Yeah, it's all over my house. And I've been drinking it for a long time, and I think it works. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make a high-quality product that I trust to have as part of my routine every day. So, you want to replace whatever you're doing now? Start AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out.
So when we talk like, you know, Dr. Paul Saladino, who you're aware of and I'm aware of, he's been on the pod. He eats a lot of fruit in addition, and you know his rationale for it about what the body needs. How did you reconcile it so that you made sure you weren't going to be like nutrient, mineral, or vitamin deficient? And when did you have like bloods done or something to make sure that you weren't, you know, going down the crazy caveman road for the wrong reasons?
Interestingly enough, meat and animal products have every essential thing that your body needs. So you don't technically have to eat those things if you don't want to. If people want to, I think that's absolutely great. A lot of people just do not feel 100% on carnivore and just need some carbs to just give them that extra energy. So I think that's absolutely fine. I'm not a person that says like plants are trying to kill you type of thing. But I did some research. I read some books and found out that meat and animal products contain every essential thing that you need. And I just have never I'm not attached to food in a way that it was difficult for me to give up those things. So I just gave it my best shot and I did it exactly the way you're supposed to do it. And it worked out really, really well for me.
When you had your bloods looked at, what did the bloods look like?
I had to get my blood work done before I actually moved to Okinawa for a couple of years because my husband got stationed over there. And I had to get my blood work done to be approved to go to Japan. And my blood work looked perfect. My doctor didn't have anything to complain about. She was searching for something wrong with me, which was really interesting to me because I was, I think, 29 or 30 at the time. I don't remember exactly how old, but she didn't believe that I was on zero medication. I had zero health issues. I was like zero complaints about anything. So she was actively trying to find something that she could like put on my chart. Oh, this is wrong with her. And she couldn't find anything. So my blood work was fine. It was great. So I knew I had nothing to worry about. And that was about a year after I started carnivore.
So your cholesterol hadn't changed from before you started this kind of diet till after?
I don't know before and after because before, I don't even remember the last time I went to the doctor before because I, growing up and just having such a bad experience with doctors, I developed a deep mistrust of doctors. And whenever I would go to the doctor, my experience was always they would write me a prescription and that was it. That was the beginning and the end of the conversation was just give me a pill. So I stopped going to the doctor and I started trying to figure things out on my own. And what I was doing before wasn't working. And then I stumbled upon carnivore.
So since you've started carnivore, have you had your bloods done to give you some points of comparison?
Not except for getting approved to go to Okinawa because it's a little bit... I could go pay for it, but I can't just go into my military doctor and say, hey, can I do this for fun just to see?
But you got to do that at some point just so that you have a baseline and make sure that your cholesterol is okay, don't you?
I'm not extremely worried about it. I did try to schedule a CAC score test and they wouldn't let me do it because I'm too young. So that was unfortunate because CAC scores, from what I've learned, are the best indicator of heart disease.
Explain to people what that is and why you wanted it.
I forget exactly what it stands for, but it basically measures like the amount of plaque in your arteries. That is why it's considered like one of the best indications of whether or not you have heart disease or a risk of heart disease, because it actually shows the buildup.
People will know it as the calcium score.
I tried to regress one of those, but I was too young. And with cholesterol, I know it can get very, like, depends on the type of cholesterol and you want to do certain tests to see. So I was shooting for one of those just to like get it out of the way because I think that would convince people if I had a score of zero, that would convince them that my, even though if my cholesterol is high, I'm not at risk for a heart attack.
So it's basically just a coronary calcium scan, a coronary artery calcium test. And look, at some point you should you look good the way you want to, you're performing well, you feel good. All right. So those are all great things. But, you know, you do want to know, and that is like the big drama here, right? So that's where like I'm like supposedly the ghost of Christmas future. So my doctors now and my father had a really weird, freaky kind of heart disease. And it wasn't like he was like a fat guy who smoked and, you know, and he was out of shape. You know, he wasn't that. It was like a weird protein deposit thing. He had a very rare disease. But he did have a history of high cholesterol. And my cholesterol keeps getting higher as I get older. So they've been telling me all these things. And there is this counter research, which is now kind of counterintuitive about what works and what doesn't work for people. And that maybe a cholesterol score is not enough. And so, you know, I've been trying to figure it out. And when I met with Saladino and I started trying the diet, I thought it worked well. It's just so hard for me to do anything routinely, even as simple as that, because his thing is grass-fed. Now, I want to segue this into a different thing that really matters to you that I think is equally as important as of what we're talking about, what you put in you versus where you get what you put in you. And that has become a real passion for you. So for him, it's about grass-fed, first of all. Like, are you into grass-fed or do you make your selections on a different basis?
I will eat grass-fed, but I don't eat exclusively grass-fed. I do not have an issue with grain-finished beef. I know that some people, if they have like histamine issues, I think they are more sensitive to animals who are fed corn and soy and things like that. So they have to eat meat that is fed a very specific diet. But thankfully, my health issues aren't that severe. I am not that sensitive. So I do not have any problems eating food or meat that has been fed corn and soy.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from AG1. It is important to me that I take the right things to help me. Now I'm dealing with the long COVID on top of all this other inflammation stuff, and I got longevity concerns because I'm over 50. I need supplements. Many of you are the same way. And even if you're not getting creaky, you may want to be maximizing your performance. That's why for many years, I have switched to AG1. Why? Because it's one and done. They did the research for me. They have the right combinations. And it is more cost effective than buying these things separately. I've partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high-quality product that I absolutely look forward to drinking every day for two reasons. One, they make a good product. For two, if I'm drinking it again, it means I lived another day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and you're going to get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. Just go to drinkag1.com/CCP. That's drinkag1.com/CCP. Check it out.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman. Harassed. Scammed. Identity theft. Spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. JOINDELETEME.com/Cuomo.
So if you want to see what Jesslyn Elite, you just go on her Instagram and I'll put it up on the screen and people can see it. It is not the most diversified diet I've ever heard of in my life, but there is more in it than you might think. But in this process,
Jessalyn, who's like most of us, she's a seeker, not a doctor. This isn't all she does, but she cares about herself and she cares about what she's putting in her body. And she also developed an interesting fascination at first, but now a kind of a point of purpose and passion with where you get your food. And why did you get into this? And what do you want us to know?
Learning more about, I think carnivore is kind of a rabbit hole for people to go into different aspects, especially the environmental impact of meat, because that is
all that farts from the cattle farts are the worst thing for the ozone layer. You say no.
The more research you do into it, you stumble upon the environmental impact and things like that. And I started really looking into that. There's a book called Sacred Cow that really breaks down that information and is really good, in my opinion. And it kind of inspired me to just try to encourage people to just eat real food again and know where your food comes from. I feel like so many Americans are so disconnected from where their food comes from, whether it's just going to the grocery store and buying food that comes in a box or buying meat at the grocery store. You have no connection to that meat whatsoever. And I do think that knowing where your food comes from and having a relationship with the person that grew your food or raised the animals is a really important part of the human experience and can really impact your life in a positive way also, and just develop another level of respect that you have for that animal giving its life for you. Because I don't want to, like, don't get it twisted, like, you are taking a life so you can sustain yours. And I think just having that relationship and knowing how that animal is treated, and if they supplement with grain, knowing why and knowing what kind of grain it is it non-GMO, things like that, those are all really important things to know about the food that you are putting in your body. And I think that that can impact your health just as much as just changing your diet. Like, knowing where your food comes from can just take it to a whole nother level, in my opinion.
So what did you wind up using as your choice structure as you started to be curious about who was sourcing, let's say, your chicken and your beef and your pork?
There are so many small farms around the United States that will ship in around the United States. And thankfully, with social media, I have made friends with a lot of farms and ranches. So I have been able to make those connections, and I just want to know the animal is being raised with respect, giving it the best quality of life that they can give it. They're feeding it. I do like non-GMO grains and things like that, but I'm not against grains, as I said before. I don't have to eat the highest quality all of the time, everything, but I do want to make sure that it is good quality, if that makes sense. I feel like it might not have.
No. I get it. I get it. Because look, it does matter what is happening to the animal that you're going to eat, because that's going to influence its nutritional value and even, like, you know, a potential health effect. So what are people going to say? That's a pain in the ass. I don't have time for this. Most of my diet decisions are based on speed and taste, and I'm eating out and I'm grabbing to go, and I'm, you know, processed food makes it easier. If I'm not at In-N-Out Burger, you know, or at Shake Shack or whatever. But this is like a lifestyle choice. So, like, you'll eat meat, but will you go to a In-N-Out Burger?
Absolutely, yeah. I will go to In-N-Out. I think it's important to let people know that these options are out there and encourage people to make these choices when they can. But I'm never going to be the person that says, you have to do this all the time. I do this all the time, 100%. But I do think that it is still important to share that information with people and let them know this is a really good choice you could make. But just because it is a really good choice that you could make, and shopping local and knowing the farmer and things like that is probably the best choice that you can make, we're all human. So it's not like we can sustain that level of perfection all the time. So I do absolutely go to In-N-Out still. And when I'm in a rush, or if I'm hungry and I'm out, I'll absolutely go to In-N-Out. I'm not a meat snob in any way. I just
will you eat
want
the bun?
No. What?
Will you eat the bun?
No. Because I was gluten-free for about 10 years before I even started carnivore. So I have not touched gluten in a very long time. And that is a non-negotiable for me.
What if it's a gluten-free bun?
Oh, I would eat a gluten-free. I'm not scared of these things. It's just that I do prefer to eat the meat and the animal products. If I'm just like, I need to eat this burger with this bun right now, I'm not going to say no to myself. And I'm not restrictive in that way. I'll eat it. But again, 99% of the time, that the meat is just satisfying on its own. I don't need the bun.
So 60% of calories for most people who aren't health obsessed can actually come through what they drink. What do you drink?
So I drink water and dairy. I drink milk. And it's usually, since I'm here in California, we have raw milk. So I'll drink raw milk. But when I don't have access to raw milk, I don't drink as much milk because I just prefer raw milk. But yes, I'll drink water, dairy. I drink coffee on occasion, but I am a weirdo and I drink decaf because I don't like, it's not for any health reasons. It's just, I don't like the withdrawal symptoms that come with caffeine. And so if I ever do just have a hankering for coffee, I'll just do decaf so I don't have to deal with getting headaches.
Booze?
I will have alcohol like once or twice a year on special occasions, usually New Year's, and it's usually gin or sake.
Mm, that's an interesting choice. Gin is getting to be popular with you guys.
I think it's called a gin Ricky, but it's gin, sparkling water, and a lime. That's usually like what I'll go to, and I'll have a glass of that to celebrate.
My feeling has always been, especially as a former bartender, gin makes you mean. Which is interesting, seeing how, you know, it is coming from the berry, or, you know, some of the varieties of it. All right. So you mentioned your husband. First of all, tell him thank you very much for his service to the country. Appreciate that. Now, did he get roped into this as well?
So he tried it, and he eats very similarly to me when he's home. But when he is at work, like right now, he's in Thailand. So he can't really be extremely picky about what he eats, but he is extremely lucky and doesn't have any sort of health issues that would make him kind of need to eat this way. So he can eat kind of more like a standard American diet and be fine. But when he has the option, he does prefer to eat closer to a carnivore way of eating because it does make him feel his best.
Have you come to a place where you believe that a lot of what we've been told about what to eat is just about evolving understanding? Or do you believe that there's something a little shadier that goes on?
I think for the most part, people genuinely are sharing what they actually believe. I don't think people are trying to purposely misguide someone for a nefarious purposes. I think they're trying to convince people of what they actually believe, which is what I'm doing too. I genuinely believe that this way of eating has helped. I know it's helped a ton of people, and I want more people to know about it. And there's other people who eat differently who have found healing and want to share their story and are completely convinced that their way is the way that people should try. So I don't necessarily think that, of course, I think that there's probably some bad actors, but for the most part, I think people are genuinely just sharing what they believe.
I agree with you, except for people pushing processed foods. I put them right there with cigarettes. And now look, I smoke cigars because I like them and I don't really have any interest in longevity, but I know that smoking cigarettes ain't good. They got us though. And I know back in the 50s and stuff, maybe they felt differently, but you got to know that you put something that's on fire in your face, it can't be that good, right? Processed foods, we weren't really told. But now that we have been told, I do believe that the people who've been processing them know.
I think it also is important because there are still a lot of people who believe that all calories are created equal,
yeah,
and that As long as you stay under a certain amount of calories, you can eat whatever you want. And I think they genuinely believe that. So, but I think it's important for us to continue to get the word out that it's not necessarily about calories, that nutrients are more important. And then you need to make sure that you're eating nutrient-dense foods and getting the essential things that your body needs. And you can't necessarily do that with all diets or with ultra-processed foods.
All right. So here's a good one. You and your husband, are you guys in the baby game yet?
Yes and no, we aren't trying, but if it happens, it happens.
So you're not officially engaged in what I used to call with my wife, Operation Procreation. So the baby comes, right? God willing, or whatever you believe in, you get a healthy baby. I have actually seen on Instagram people doing carnivore with their kids. So obviously in the beginning, if everything's working well and you know, you're fortunate, you're breastfeeding the baby, okay? Or you're pumping and you get, all right, so they're feeding off of you for a while. But then you're supposed to go through this whole thing of all these mashed foods and stuff that the rest of us have to struggle through with the kids. Are you gonna try carnivore with the kids, or are you going to see how it goes for them with what, you know, they usually eat and go from there?
I think that I will just do real whole food with kids. I don't think I will just start with the super restrictive carnivore, because I do think that carnivore is a great elimination diet, but I don't think that everyone has to do it. I think that people who have health issues, especially it helps a lot with autoimmune issues. They seem to benefit a lot from carnivore and eliminating a lot of foods. But I think I'm going to start with just fruit. I'll probably do fruits, vegetables, like low oxalate vegetables and things like that, and definitely meat heavy. But until problems start to arise, or if I notice, hey, this causes this reaction, this causes this reaction, maybe I should eliminate this and just stick with this, I'll start eliminating something. But I'm not going to just eliminate it right out of the gate. I'll definitely do my best to just do real whole foods. And keep in mind that there are plant defense chemicals. Those are a real thing. So I'll just be cognizant of that. But I'm not going to force my kid to be carnivore.
When was the first time you took a full bite of a stick of butter?
A full bite of a stick of butter. I used to think that was so disgusting when I first started carnivore. And I do not know how people did it.
You were correct. By the way, that is absolutely something that will never go over in mixed company. Okay.
Yeah. And I could not fathom how people did it because I used to hate butter. I would not eat butter before carnivore. And then one day it just looked really, really good. And it was just staring at me and it was just sitting in the fridge. And I was just like, that sounds so good right now. I just want to take a bite out of it. And I picked it up. It was calling my name. I took a bite and I learned this is actually pretty good. And then I started snacking on butter. But yeah, it was just one day. But with carnivore, that happens. It's very interesting. Your taste completely changes. Probably like 6 months or so in, and you start to crave things that you never craved before, especially like fatty meats. A lot of women have are big issues eating fatty meat when they first start. And then eventually you're like, oh my gosh, give me that fat.
And it's all so funny. It's all so funny because it's so counterintuitive. Nobody hears anyone who looks like you say, I want to eat the fat on the steak. Nobody who looks like me says, I really prefer the fat part of the steak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're supposed to cut it off, move it to the side. And anybody who even eats the piece with a little bit on it, they'll be like, ooh, do you know what you just ate? And that's coming from me. I grew up as an Italian kid in Queens where we like eat pretty much everything of whatever we're eating. You know what I mean? Like fish with the head, like the cartilage off a chicken bone. You know, and even that was supposed to be weird. But, you know, I was telling you before we did the podcast, you really brought me back. We have a daughter who resembles you a little bit. You know, she's a baby version of you. And when she was a baby, she had a thing for eating butter. And I was like, I know this is some kind of ism. I know I'm getting a diagnosis on this kid. Because this kid, when you go to a restaurant, they put like the little balls of butter on the plate. If you didn't snatch that thing away real fast, she'd pop them like gumballs. It'd be like, boop, 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 boop. All the butter would be gone. We think she was going to be sick. Anyway, I told her about you. I was like, hey, you want to see what you're going to be when you grow up if you keep eating that butter? It's way better than I thought 7-10 years ago. So you know what will be interesting? And I hope we stay in touch. And I'd love to hear about this, if this is the way your life goes. Once you're in the baby game, you're going to be going to the doctor a lot, and they're going to be looking at your bloods. And it'll be interesting to see what this has done. And we don't need you for this because, you know, Saladino and so many others do so much blood serum testing about LDL and triglycerides and, you know, and what how it works. But it'll be interesting to see what your experience is. And I want to thank you for doing this, Jesselyn, because we're like overwhelmed with instant experts and people who are selling things. And, you know, that's why I only eat Jesselyn butter. And there's like a picture of you with like half the, and you're just like the rest of us. You're a seeker. You're trying to figure it out. You want to look and feel your best. And this is working for you. I appreciate you sharing your story and your conscientiousness about, hey, you better know where your food is coming from.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I completely love carnivore. It changed my life. And I just want to share it more and get it in front of more people just to give them the option to know that it's you can try it if you want to, but you don't have to. So I've really enjoyed this conversation. Thank you for giving me this platform.
No, absolutely. I appreciate you doing it. Please stay in touch. You know how to get me. The best to your husband. And I hope you have a great year.
Thank you. You too.
So what do you think? Could the results for Jesselyn be the same as the results for you? Do you want to learn more? It's just a Google away. What do you think? What you put in your body matters, but maybe what we've been told isn't the end of the story. Thank you for subscribing, following, appreciate it. And I'll see you at News Nation, as always, 8 p.m., 11 p.m. every weekday night. All right, my friends, let's get after it.